I was thinking about this actually before you guys came, that I was going to ask you guys what, if you could grade your high school social status, is that going to work? We're having a microphone.
Oh, my God.
These are cool mics. These are like LCD sound systems.
These are really fancy mics, actually. They're Neumanns. Thank you, Neumanns.
Oh, Neumanns. I've heard Howard talk about Neumanns.
Zoe, okay, if you
what
could,
were you asking
okay,
about social?
If you could grade your status, like your high school social status.
Yeah.
Because if I could give myself a grade, I was like a C-. I was in the C- social group.
That low?
Which is... Yeah, which is the worst place to be, is my argument.
Not, that surprises me. You don't even have friends on the loser side. You're not embraced on that side.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You're a nomad.
And you're needy, like I was.
Yeah.
Like the craving to be popular, which made it even worse.
Yeah.
But not knowing how at all. Like,
how big was your high school?
It was 3,000 kids.
In four grades?
Yeah.
So that's big.
That's a big high school.
Yeah, maybe even more. I think it was like 33.
Washington, that's deceiving because I would have thought that there was no one in Washington.
Yeah. No,
there were 4,000 kids in my high school in Brooklyn, so we had a similar sort of setup. But it's hard to like stand out socially in a school that's so big.
Right.
I would say what grade would I give myself? When I entered my high school, my high school was known for like accepting freaks. So amongst like that subset of student, I would rate myself like a B+.
That's good.
Or a B.
That's pretty good.
But that's like 50 students out of 4,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was like the druggies and the weirdos that hung out in a place called the Courtyard.
Uh-huh. Cool. The Courtyard.
Yeah. How about you?
I would say probably like a B-, probably. I was the new kid as soon as I had moved from Chicago to New Jersey, like in eighth grade. And so that was like
it was
in the middle of the grade. And so it was like a tough, I definitely came in weak. Came in real weak.
Oh, you did?
And
how did you
build? Time.
Did you?
I built when I started doing like a sketch comedy show for the morning announcements.
That's awesome.
It was kind of cool. Yeah. At the beginning, it was considered not very cool, if you can imagine. But then the way that I did it towards the end.
You're smart and funny.
Thank you. And then I also have the odd experience of I met my wife at the end of my high school.
I know
life.
That shit is crazy.
So by the time I met my wife, she was older than me. I was like, I had just like turned into a senior. I was like, cool, you know.
You met her when you were a senior, and she was graduated.
I was becoming a senior, and I was a junior, and she was a senior. So I was like,
she was one grade above.
Above me.
That's so fucking hot.
So it was an older woman.
Yeah, it was an older woman.
Yeah.
And I was not that cool, but she was like a mean chick, a year older.
What was her grade? Like an A+?
Would she be insulted?
Her grade, she was an
A+. Would she
A+,
be insulted or a little bit proud? A little proud insulted if she heard you describe her as a mean chick?
No, I think she'd be totally proud. I think that she self-identifies, yeah.
Then
I think she'd tell you that.
That's a true mean chick.
You go, yeah, she's bad to the fucking bone. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I think she would be psyched.
Did you play any sports? Did you guys play sports?
I was an athlete when I first got to high school, and then I hurt my knee, and I started getting high. And was like, fuck that.
Nice.
For the pain.
No, I just like, you know, when you're like that, I was just like a normal kid, you know, who was
big dreams.
With big dreams and a heart of gold.
Yeah.
A mischievous smile.
Yeah.
But a dubious stare. I was just like conditioned, like, you know, you play three sports. So I was playing three sports and like trying really hard at them, but clearly not that.
Badminton.
Yeah, the classic three sports, field hockey.
When did you lose your virginity?
Wow.
Did you see how 16, softly I asked?
16. Yeah.
In a car?
No.
At lunch?
No. In a bed.
In a bed at lunch? Did you skip school?
No. No, it was a Saturday.
At a party?
No, it was like a...
At your house?
It was at my girlfriend's house, New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Happy New Year, young Adam Pally.
Wait, her parents are out of town on New Year's Day?
Yeah,
damn.
They were like doing something, and she was the oldest. She was in town.
Had you spent the night on New Year's Eve?
No, I came over.
And did you guys know it was going to happen? Was that like,
I think it was going to go down.
You knew.
Yeah, I planted the seeds on New Year's. It was like kind of.
And that's like, did you bill it as like, this will be romantic?
I don't think it was romance. It wasn't romance. It was like that kind of high school, like, you're so horned up. You know, it's like, you're just a walking fucking boner. Are you allowed to curse on this podcast?
Yes. All right.
You're just like walking. You're just so like, and so, and I think that the. That females are too. I mean, I think that there's a
boys
certain,
more so.
Boys more, but I think there is sort of this kind of like young sexuality. Yeah. Hormones are like raging.
Totally, but we are saddled with the slut
thing.
Yes, but I think it was different at the time because it was like, it was so innocent in a way. There was, it wasn't like a slutty type of thing. It
wasn't, she was
your
girlfriend.
Yeah, she was my girlfriend. So it was like set up in a way. It was like, we're going to do this. And the hormones were literally fucking like raging. So... it was,
so
it was
everyone
like,
was excited.
Yeah. There was no trepidation.
Do you, would you, do you think that she would say now that she had a good time that day?
Can we get her on the line?
Yeah.
What grade would she give the experience?
Wow. You're really into grades. You're really into grades. You're like Seacrest in his list. God, there's no way to answer, like, any way I answer
what
this.
What grade would you give your own experience?
Yeah.
My own experience? Yeah. A++. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's a virginity.
That's, are all, like, pretty much all,
I mean, any, I understand if you're, like, if there's, like, an awkwardness to it and you're feeling kind of, there's, like, certain situations can change, I think, the dynamic of it. For me personally, there was such, it was, I was so, like, ready to fucking fuck that it was, like, A++, and then, you know, let's keep trying to hit that mark. You know? I don't think that, I don't think that she would give it that grade.
Well, it's just tougher. It's got the cards stacked against us.
Yeah, it's a tougher.
It's like, it has nothing to do with you guys, really.
No,
you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah. No, like, no.
And we certainly don't, like, at least, I was totally unfamiliar with my body.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And there's so many, I feel like there's so many more like emotional minefield components for a woman in that situation than a man. Like, I feel like men can more easily compartmentalize a sexual, like a purely sexual experience.
Yes.
Whereas like, you're like, I'm in love.
I like to think I like to think that thought all the way throughout life as well. That men can compartmentalize that better. I don't think that's true.
Yeah. Zoe, when you lost your virginity, did you feel like you were in love?
No. No, but after I had lost my virginity, I was like, I decided that that person should be my boyfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like that night.
You got attached.
I met him that night.
Oh my God.
It wasn't a boyfriend situation. He was a DJ at a party.
Oh yeah.
And
Zoe's so cool.
I know.
Zoe is so cool. No, every story I hear from Zoe, I'm like, you're Jewish?
No, but it wasn't cool. It wasn't great. It wasn't great on many levels. But then that, like, the next week, I was like, so are we, like, a thing? And he kind of, like, was a dick.
No.
And and then, I mean, I never said, are we a thing? But I was like, let's hang out again, whatever. And then I was kind of heartbroken. And then later in life, I met this dude, we were working together, and he was like, I know blah 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 who I lost my virginity to. And I was like, oh, weird, like, name from the past. And he was like, yeah, he still talks about you.
Whoa, that's satisfying.
Which was, it was satisfying.
That's good.
To
that's
know.
A good ending to the sad virginity story.
Yeah.
Of course he still is like fantasizing about you. Fuck yeah. Hey DJ, you fucking lost out.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Guess you didn't see the diamond in the rough.
Yeah. It was rough.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had an ex satisfaction, like a moment like that.
Really?
I don't think I have. I mean, maybe nothing that's satisfied, nothing that's like helped make up for the trauma.
The pain.
Yeah.
It's probably happened, you just haven't heard about it.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
I often wonder that. If, like, I'm missing those moments sometimes, if, like, there are, you know, people that I want to, like...
want you?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Did you go to a reunion, a high school reunion?
No, I did not go. I didn't have, like, a ton of friends in high school. I was kind of, like, an outsider on a lot of levels. So I was like, I don't really need to go back and see these people and be here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't have a huge attachment to the town because I moved there late. So I was like, meh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Was that Montclair?
It was Livingston, which is right next to Montclair, yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, dear listeners, today we've got Zoe Lister-Jones and Adam Pally, and they are here in my creepy house. Thank you guys so much. And also Sim Sarna.
Yep,
but
I'm here.
Sim stopped. He's decided to not talk anymore.
No, I'm just like concerned that everything's going to fall apart here with our equipment.
Oh. No.
Yes.
Yeah, he gets a little one track with something.
He compartmentalizes
I know. That's extremely... Yeah, I think we're all right.
Now. I'm fine now. I think I'm okay now. Yeah.
Adam, do you feel comfortable with your mic?
I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Do you feel safe?
I'm good. The house is kind of creepy.
Now that I think it's beautiful. That, yeah.
Oh, no, it does have the feeling of like, does Bam Margera's parents live here?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't. You have yet to see the full creep.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, so Zoe, if I ever directed a movie, what advice
When you direct a movie.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Take that, exes. But what advice would you give? Like, if you could give, like, three pieces of important advice.
I would say choose a story that you feel hasn't yet been told. Even though it's hard to, like, say, like, well, this has never been told. But even if it's just, like... an update on a story that might be something that's familiar. I'd say like the first thing is finding a script or writing a script that really feels resonant for you. And then the next thing would be to assemble like a group of producers that really believe in you and who you have a lot of trust in to help you achieve your vision. And then thirdly would be, attaching amazing actors like I did with Adam Pally and a bunch of other people.
What's the name of your movie, by the way?
Band-Aid. Comes out June 2nd in New York and LA, and then it will expand. But yeah, I mean, I think like so much of being a director is about the community that you surround yourself with.
What about directing friends?
Adam's not my friend. But
we're friends now.
No, yeah, we're friends now. I didn't know Adam, really. We had met like once before we worked together. But directing friends, I mean, the whole vibe of our set felt very much just like kind of hanging out with friends, which
so
was
great.
Awesome. Yeah.
And if you must get great creative material out of that with people feeling collaborative and relaxed and like...
Well... Yeah, I mean, I think when you say that, without talking about the fact that the entire set was women, I think you have to when you talk about that vibe about everyone feeling like sort of a friendship bond, because I think that that's something specific to this movie that I've experienced, was that the fact that every member of the crew was a woman, it changed the vibe considerably.
How?
Men suck. And like,
They just suck.
They really do suck. I just came off another movie where it was not the opposite, but there was a larger portion of men, and everything moved slower. Everything was more confusing. Everybody fought. Messages that were easily conveyed turned into power trips between departments. Men have no problem speaking up when they're like way out of line. Like you would never in a business meeting pop up out of nowhere and be like, I have a thought. Like never, ever. A man could be literally gaffing something and scream down, you know what you should do? Pause. Take a pause. You're welcome. Like without even fucking, they don't care. They don't care. I've had sound guys, like sound guys who hold the boom.
Uh-huh.
A man will go, plane! Right? So you're delivering your line. And then you're like, excuse me, I'm acting. He goes, yeah, the take's unusable. We're fucking. I don't know why all my men.
All of your men are
all my men
jersey.
Sound like they're germs in an animated commercial. But like, that's how I view men now after doing this. And then when we were on this set and the boom up is, you know, a woman and a plane comes around, there's just like this, you know, thing where it's like they've managed to go like this. So, you know, there's a plane so you can hold, but you're still working. It's like, it's just.
Right.
They don't need to stop the take. They're not worried about the take. They're worried about the job. They're worried about the whole thing. And maybe that's generalizing. Like I said this to Zoe and she was like, no, it's all women. But I was like, maybe it's the women that Zoe picked, which totally could be the case with a great director. But it also could just be women, that there's more of a need to, like, once we're signed up on this project, we're all moving the project. We're like, men, much, in a much easier way, will be like, every man, that's why it says every man for himself, because it's like, men would much easier to be like, his ship's going down, I have nothing to do with it, you know. And that's, you never felt like that once. So top to bottom, everybody was like ready to go.
That's awesome. And thanks for complimenting my gender. But I think that there's probably a lot of truth to both things that you were saying, like Zoe picking amazing people, and also, but I also think that you would probably agree with me, Zoe, is that the stakes are high right now for women in our industry. And because the opportunities are, you know, they're precious. And so I think that there is a different sense of spirit with some of the women that I've worked with. And the most difficult and vain people I've worked with by far have been men. Mm-hmm. But having said that, too, what also sucks is that I, especially when I was doing movies, with the exception of The House Bunny, I mostly worked with men. Mm-hmm. Right. As women, you don't get a ton of chance to work with each other. And so...
No. It's so rare to be on a crew with more than just a handful of women. And usually those women are in hair and makeup, wardrobe, mm-hmm. script supervisor. But
oftentimes they get treated less, like mm-hmm. their job is less totally. Important than...
Yeah, the periphery of the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
like, get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a part of why I wanted to go whole hog, all women, because I knew that if I just tried to hire as many women as possible, the dynamic would still exist. Like, because I think that women in general, just because of like the conditioning that we're raised with, are already sort of like inherently apologetic for taking up space. But on a crew where they're the minority, they're that much more apologetic mm-hmm. for taking up any space or for, you know, offering input directly, like Adam was saying, like, and so I wanted everyone to really feel like they could have a voice and not have to, you know, feel intimidated to have to raise it.
An incredible shooting experience.
It was awesome. I would do it again. Awesome. Like if I ever directed a movie,
when
I direct a movie, I would try to, I would do it again.
That's amazing. Sim is like, he's had a whole like revelation since doing this podcast.
I'm blown away. I don't think I'll ever work with men again.
Really? Yeah.
It's terrible. Why? What happened?
Just doing this podcast, it's been, everyone around me has been a woman except for homeboy or a new intern here, but yeah. Everyone I've been working with, and everything is just so much more efficient. They get stuff done. They're all on the same team. Like you said, no egos, nothing. Yeah.
We don't really surprise you anymore, but we used to surprise you with like, I don't know, saying cunt or talking about like, right?
Yeah,
but
I just didn't know women can just like talk like that with each other.
But I think though we certainly don't talk about, at least me with my girlfriends, I don't talk about sex in the same way that guys might talk about sex amongst each other.
I don't think guys talk about sex
as much as women think they do.
It's creepy. Like if I have a friend that's like really talking to me about sex, I'm creeped out. I'm like, dude, I don't
like what, how are you supposed to listen? Like, over coffee,
like, that is
like
for you.
And so then I pulled out my member.
Yeah.
And then I cloaked it.
I think that's an old world. I really do think.
And then I slowly like.
Yeah, like any dude that's hanging out is like, you know, as far as it goes, it's like once you get past a certain level of like talking about it, because everybody's dude's imaginations are all there anyway. You know what I mean? Like any dude has like already fucked you up and down in their mind. So it's true. So
really?
It's like, yes. Yeah. So when a guy sits there and tells you about what it was like with the person they were with, you're like, yeah, dude, I imagined that the first time I saw her. I don't need to hear what you did. Because in my mind, I've done it all the ways. So like...
What about locker room talk?
Locker room talk does not exist.
Yes, it does.
Locker room... No, it doesn't, dude. Yes, locker room talk...
No, but there is like a notch on the belt thing.
Yes.
There's a braggadocio.
Like there's a braggadocio thing for sure. And there is certainly in like, especially... And like hip hop music and stuff.
Yes.
Yes, of course. But a lot of that is braggadocio. And like you just wouldn't even sit around. Like Future is not even sitting around being like, oh, I got up in them guts. Like if he says that to his boy, like, and they're like playing video games, his boy would be like, dude.
I've never heard that.
Relax.
Up in the guts?
Up in them guts. That,
well, that's a romantic
wildly.
Term.
I know. It's so.
You get up in them guts.
It's so sort of. disgustingly clinical. But
yeah, you chop it down, get up in that.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so we, my producer, Sim, just passed me a note saying, let's get on to deal breakers.
No, I was going to say, I said deal breakers soon, meaning take your time with it.
I just want to be open and honest. I don't want us passing notes.
But I wasn't telling you to do it right away. You could have taken, your time with it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, no, I think the trust is broken.
Can I
completely, forever?
Completely,
but
I agree with that.
Did you get this house from one of the Osborne kids?
You're jumping reality shows really quickly.
I have to show you. Like, this house is filled with weird, weird shit.
All these houses in the hills, man. They're like all. I feel like before,
yeah,
the last Hollywood generation was all like really weird because of so much repression. So everybody had like a fuck tunnel, you know,
Is there a fuck tunnel in this house?
We're gonna build one.
Yeah.
You know, if Guardians 2 does really well,
yeah. You get a fuck tunnel.
We're gonna get
that
surprise.
Fuck tunnel money.
Yeah. Chris was like,
where does it go?
That's where Chris cloaks his member.
Yeah. Easy pass.
Okay, so deal breakers. So imagine you guys are single, okay?
Oh, God.
We're going to do...
No problem.
We'll go back and forth.
Zero problem with this.
Okay, is this a deal breaker for you, Adam?
No.
Her ex-boyfriend is Kanye West.
Absolutely not a deal breaker.
Not a deal breaker.
No, I think that's way. An asset.
That's an
for
asset,
you.
For sure. 100%.
Kanye West now or
doesn't
Kanye
matter.
West...
Any
high school?
I take a thought that he like, yeah, ripped off on a bus during the
would
after
you ever
the
feel
dark
intimidated?
Tour. Not at all. No.
You would just be like, this is fucking rad.
Yeah. I don't think I would feel it.
Would you tell your friends?
Fuck yes. That I would, yes. But I wouldn't get into
that you
detail.
You got up in them guts of Kanye.
No,
West's
I would just be like,
ex-girlfriend.
No, I would just be like, yo, I'm dating Amber Rose. Fucking nuts. Wait, you gotta come to the Seder. You gotta come to the Seder. It's fucking lit. It is lit.
All right. All right. Not a deal breaker. Zoe, he believes the world is shaped oblong.
Oh, that's interesting. That just means he's dumb. That would be a
no, there are a lot of people that are like believers now. That
oh, there are?
It's like, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry for the listeners who are believers.
I actually didn't know that.
Like Kyrie Irving, right?
Well, that's flat.
Flat.
He's flat.
Flat.
Yeah.
What is an oblong? Is that an oval?
Yeah, it's an oval.
And that's
oblong?
A thing now?
I've been saying oblong.
I don't know.
Oblong.
I'm going to say like, no.
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 Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
For my single self has lower self-esteem.
He has an argument that he's like a direct descendant of Christopher Columbus.
Mm, okay.
And Christopher apparently never believed it was flat.
Oh.
He just knew it was oblong.
Does he talk about this a lot? Like, is this like coming up in conversation a lot?
It comes up on, yeah.
Like weekly?
Like deep into your first date.
Oh, deep into the first, like, okay. But then does it come up again after the first date?
Well, are you going to go out with him again?
I guess it's already not a deal breaker.
I guess it's not a deal breaker. Yeah. I guess we've established it's not a deal breaker.
What about if, would you tell your friends, like, I'm dating this new guy and this is a little bit weird? Or would you kind of just, if you were into him, would you not say anything about that?
I probably wouldn't say anything if I was into him.
Me too.
I'm
such a pussy.
I know. And also, like...
And I try to not use that word pussy. I'm sorry, I just used that, listeners. I'd much rather say cunt.
I don't think they mean the same thing.
They don't. They don't. That's why I don't like, that's why I have my problems.
Well, there's not a male genitalia version of pussy, right? With that
dick?
Connotation.
Well,
no, like meaning,
to be afraid.
Meaning
no.
Like soft.
Yeah, I want
to
have balls.
So I don't have any, but that's
no.
Like, that means when you have balls.
No, I'm acting
like
I don't have any balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, but if you're acting like a pussy, that
you're
means
acting like you don't
weak.
Have any balls.
It's weak.
It's weak. Whereas a man who has balls, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So
we
if I was acting
pussies.
Weak, I'd be like,
you
I'm
wouldn't say
like I have no balls.
Right, but it's you understand it's not the same. Like it's not a word. You can't be like.
It would be like saying I'm acting like a penis, and a penis meant that you were
flaccid.
Weak. Yes. Yeah. No, I understand that. Yes.
We don't have that.
Right. You don't have that. Yes.
But you can just start saying penis.
We should just start saying flaccid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm acting
so
like a
flaccid.
Dick.
Yeah.
That's so different than you acting like a dick.
I'm
yeah.
so flaccid.
He's
you guys,
so,
I,
I'm so
I,
flaccid
just
right
another
now.
Cross, another cross for you guys to bear. I, from all men, I apologize again that is part of it. You know?
No, but I think I always, like, when I was dating, I wouldn't want to deal with the judgment of my friends. Right. So that's why I wouldn't tell them about the Christopher Columbus
I'm so with you.
Element.
I would
keep that to myself.
I know.
And I'd probably apologize for it later. Like, to them, I'd be like, but you don't understand, you know.
Yeah.
You don't get him the way I do.
Totally. And that has not led me down great paths.
Yeah.
Turns out
that's a fuck tunnel to nowhere.
Yeah. Okay, Adam, her hobby is Civil War reenactments.
No.
No. Well, you didn't even finish yet. Uh-huh.
Didn't even finish, but that's okay.
You don't have to.
Why?
I mean, what is she... Well, how much reenacting is she doing?
She, twice a year.
No, not a problem. I'll drive her.
She's a Confederate.
Oh. You better say fucking deal breaker.
Let me think about it.
But her ex is Kanye.
Her ex is Kanye and she's a Confederate? She's a complex woman.
No. Yeah.
No Kanye involved.
I'm into it.
No Kanye involved. She's a Confederate.
Is she Confederate by choice or is that the team she's been placed on?
Good question, actually.
You know, it's a team she's been placed on, but now she's starting to like every once in a while she says some things like the war of Northern aggression and like,
Is that just playing around? Do I then get to do my voice back to her? Like, we're going to get them Yankees too.
She just recently got a little bit annoyed that New Orleans is like they're thinking about taking down. I think they are taking down the statues of the Civil War, Robert E. Lee.
And she's annoyed
just
by
a
that.
Little bit annoyed.
That's not like a bit we do in bed together, but she's like really annoyed about it.
It's a bit that's bordering on kind of sincere. Like there's some undercurrents, you know.
Yeah, I guess racism is a deal breaker, but like if you're saying it's like really. A deal breaker.
Racism is a deal breaker. Stop. I'll speak for Adam.
It's a deal breaker. All right, I like that. But I will say I would be totally into a Civil War reenactor. No, that's not true.
I would have no problem with it.
Because I love all that shit. Like, I think I would be that.
Yeah,
I think. You'd be good at that.
I think if I was like a little more, if I was able to let loose a little more and not worry about judgment, I think I could get into reenacting Civil War stuff. I think it'd be super fun.
Wouldn't it be amazing?
Fuck yes.
Like, I want to be like the person who's like biting on a bullet, getting their leg sawed off.
Yeah,
screaming.
I just want to give a speech. I just want to, you know.
Oh, you don't get to. No, dude.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't get to give speeches.
No. What
are you talking about?
You have to start out as like a fucking foot soldier.
You're like infantry.
Yeah, you start out that way. Who's to say I don't finish at the top?
Yeah, he's
got dreams.
It's going
to take you years, dude.
So? I got time. I got a full life to reenact these wars. I'm not doing it just to be a pawn in the scheme. I'm doing it to align our men against the North. For they will take our land and our jobs. For we will murder them.
Did they just it just turned into like a Yiddish reenactment?
No, all Louisianan like governors, it's always like
Moida?
Yeah, they're always like, now do you believe that I suspect this 16-year-old girl is gonna end up disappeared and not mited? I do not think so, Your Honor.
I don't know. This has turned into an audition for Adam's next role.
Yeah. Oh God, if I get like,
I would never reenact anything in history. Yeah. It's just not my bag.
Do you I'm with you. I'm too lazy for Halloween. Like
yeah.
We were talking about earlier.
Like having to run around, like put on like a corset and like be dirty.
Yeah, you're right. And you're probably with you're acting with a lot of amateurs.
Yeah, of course.
They
you're
don't
a
have
lot
their
of you know, you know, it's I mean, like the we, extras that got a line. You have to like deal with all that shit.
We could do like reenactments from a certain IMDb star meter level and up.
Oh.
You know what I'm
so
saying?
So, like, you're like famous movies you're into reenacting.
No, I'm saying the people that are involved in the historical reenactments are only.
You want to be in a movie. You want to be in a movie.
Is that what a movie is?
That's what a movie is.
I would love to be in a movie.
You want
to
be in a Civil War movie. You don't want to be in a reenactment.
I'd like to be in a Civil War movie.
Okay, that's different.
Cool.
Yeah, it's true. What we do for a living is
reenact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An actor just goes, I would never want to reenact anything. I'm a fucking actor. 2 minutes ago, she's like, I never even get to go in on those movies. Now we're on podcast. She's like, I would never reenact anything. I believe in the truth in real life only. That's why what I do is pretend.
No. But those people aren't getting paid.
No, you're right. You're right.
I'm all about that.
But they're getting pain in the heart.
Oh, let's do a 5-minute break, and then we'll do calls when we get back.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Our listeners submit questions, and we talk to them. Okay. So it's really fun. But I don't know. Sim knows that he's talked to these people.
Yeah, so I've talked to them already, and they need our help. So we're going to talk to two people. The first, we're calling Peyton. And Peyton...
Are these people fans?
I hope so. I really do hope so.
Of us?
No, certainly not.
She's in Nashville, and she's 21.
Hello?
Hey, Peyton, it's Sim. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, Peyton, it's Anna.
That's Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, and we've got Zoe Lister-Jones here and Adam Pally.
Hi.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, Adam.
Hi,
how are you guys?
Are you a fan?
Did you just ask me?
Yeah. I'm being serious. Are you a fan?
Peyton, you can just say yes and we can move on.
This is how Adam starts most of his conversations.
Are you a fan? Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take you?
But she still didn't answer.
Am I a fan?
Yeah.
Of you?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Mindy Project?
Yeah, no,
there
dope.
We go.
Dope.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. That's all I needed to
Let's
hear.
Let's have a regular conversation now.
Hey, Peyton, tell us about this guy you met on a plane.
Okay. So I'm flying home, and I sit next to this guy, and I start a conversation with him, and we just hit it off immediately. We talk about so much, and we're just laughing the whole time. I've never connected with somebody that fast. The flight ends, and he asked me, you know, how long until my next connection, and if I wanted to get a drink. And so we get a drink. We just hit it off very well. Like, I've never connected with a stranger like that before. And my friend, my best friend, picks me up from the airport, and I'm like, yo, I just met my soulmate.
Oh,
like,
man.
It was crazy.
That's intense.
And so we got each other's information. He added me on Instagram, and so I messaged him a couple of days later, and I was like, it's great to meet you. And he replies and gives me his number and says that we should hang out sometime. And when I text him with my availability, he texts me and says, hey, like, ever since we met, like, I have this little schoolboy crush on you. I've been thinking about you probably too much, but I have a girlfriend and I don't think we should hang out. And I don't understand.
How old is he? Or ballpark?
He's 21. We're both 21.
Oh, okay. Oh. So he's young. Okay.
No, fuck it.
Okay.
Fuck it then.
He has literally a schoolboy crush on her.
Cause he's a schoolboy.
Yeah. I just don't understand why he would give me his number.
I'll hand this one to Adam.
Yeah. Well, first of all, don't ever talk to men in airports, ever, or airplanes, ever. You seem super nice, and I don't want anything to happen to you, and men in airports are all thinking horrible thoughts.
Really?
Yes. Airports are like...
Adam told me something that was so intense about...
No, I want to hear this. I got
to
hear this.
You don't have to share.
No, I just did stay away from men in airports. Anywhere, you don't want to be around men anywhere that death could be around.
What? You're saying sex
men get,
and death?
Yeah, like, sex and
like
death.
Like, I have to fuck this one last time because I'm
just saying men get fucking weird. And when you fly, you drink. And
I think it's the transition thing too. It's like you're in a place where you're not home.
Yeah,
you're
of course.
Taking off
sure.
someplace
that, all
like,
that.
Yeah. And the world is your oyster.
And men are predatory. And airports are like the place that they're looking to haunt, because that's where they go throughout their day. That's not like regimented
but
when they're on these
Peyton,
travels.
I don't know if you mentioned this, but I saw on this sheet. Are you a flight attendant?
I am.
Oh, well, then how are you gonna follow my advice? And number one, Peyton,
I don't know.
Isn't this something they say not to let happen to you in like the manual of flight attendants? Of course, you're gonna meet someone on a fucking plane.
But here's
yeah,
the thing.
I do. Go ahead.
Oh well, I mean, I think to me it seems like you just text him back. I really loved meeting you. I you know, I don't feel comfortable communicating with you with, you know,
When I talked to Peyton, I'm sorry to interrupt
you.
But when I talked to Peyton yesterday, she wanted to know if she should continue a friendship in case they ever break up.
No, just in case.
So you can swoop in if there was a no.
Do you want to?
That's a hard pass.
No.
Yeah, he's gonna be a creep with the friendship thing. Yeah, he's gonna be a creep with it.
Because he wants pics.
It won't. Yeah, exactly.
Send pics.
And it won't. This is not a platonic, this does not have the makings of a platonic friendship in any way, shape, or form.
I feel like dudes, regardless, obviously, of whether or not they're, like, spoken for, are always going to do that. Like, I think that, like, women are so easily charmed by, like, that feeling of, like, attention and maybe, like, desire and all of those things that, like, makes us feel like we're special to that person. And I feel like men, generally speaking, are like sociopathic and can do that with basically any woman.
Yes.
And so like that, and he's not just not that into you was a tough read for me. But I do think that like that revelation as a woman at a certain point in your life is like, oh, I'm not all these things that I thought I was to these people or to these men that I kind of like was projecting what I wanted them to be to me.
Unless you find it hot and you're able to like compartmentalize it for your own self.
Well,
and you're 21 and you're like, fuck it, this other 21-year-old like is flirting with me and you don't care, then like whatever. But know that he doesn't want to be your friend.
I think there's a way though to leave the door open a little bit, you know, and say like it was great to get to know you. I don't really make it a habit of you know, being in friendships or whatever with people that are in relationships. There's, I don't know, more delicate way to put it.
But how honest do you think this soul connection was if he didn't tell her he had a girlfriend?
Exactly.
Like, he's trying to get laid.
Exactly.
Like, everybody's a soul connection.
I completely hear you. But you got to understand the power of that moment and let her have it. She's
young. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Send pics. Send pics. Live it.
But Adam, when I was 21, if a guy told me that I was beautiful, it made me feel like I was high.
Yeah.
Like someone,
of course.
Like it, so there is, you, I hear what you're saying, and you too, Zoe, that like there's a language and you learn it as you get older, as your heart gets harder and like, you know, whatever.
And and I don't want to take that moment away from her either, because she is beautiful, you know, to this guy. That's what Zoe was saying before. Like he is enraptured with her in the moment. I'm not taking the moment away from him either. You know, there is an excitement to that moment that it would be hard to say that it's not for both people that way, regardless of whether or not he's spoken for or not. However, his intentions are like they're not what she thinks. She went out of that airport and said, I think I found my soulmate.
And he went out. And he went out and was like, I might get laid.
Yeah, it's like I wonder.
I don't know, but we could give him the benefit of the doubt that like if there was a world in which he also had that same soul connection, but he's spoken for, which happens, you know what I mean? Like that he might not just be looking for pics.
How come it took him 3 days?
Adam, is there a world where he breaks up with his girlfriend
He would have done it.
No, he wouldn't.
Not this soon.
I mean, how long are we in, Peyton?
I mean, this was like, we met probably 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And how long have you been how long has the messaging been going on?
I mean, he told me about his girlfriend like a week ago.
Okay. So, and that ended the messaging, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like there would have been a follow-up. There would have been more to it. He thought he ran into a dead end, pretty much.
Right.
And like, that's just a man. And I'm not saying that moment wasn't good for him and like what it was for her, because it was.
Well, what if,
but he had a
like
girlfriend.
5 months, if their relationship is over, Peyton could get a text out of the blue.
Oh, yeah, she will. When he breaks up with this
absolutely.
Chick.
I was just going to say that.
She will. As soon as he breaks up with this girl, there will be a fucking.
Break up with the girl because of Peyton.
Not necessarily, but I would say,
no,
Peyton, like, you should know your power in this situation. Like,
yeah.
What I'm saying is, like, he probably will text you, so you don't have to worry about even communicating anything to him right now. Yeah, it's like, just let him go and hold your ground, and then he'll show up later.
And walk out and walk off being like, I almost fucking made that guy leave his girlfriend.
Also, you know, because if you guys do continue like a long flirtation text-wise, you get into dangerous territory with, you know, there's a high likelihood. Everyone goes through each other's phones. The girlfriend's going to go through the phone. And also it speaks a lot to his character too, you know, if he's like sending you sleazy stuff while he's still in relationship. Like,
I think he handled it pretty well. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm shocked with the way he handled it. That's like,
that's
very
what I'm saying. He might be a stand up.
He's very respectful of her right now. I mean, he felt a connection, told her he had a girlfriend within the, like, a normal period of time. Didn't ask for, I'm the one asking for pics. Like,
yeah,
you know,
well, she is a fan.
Yeah, she's a fan. I'm like, you want my email or my Snapchat?
You want final advice? Let's give her some final advice.
Yeah, I think send him a nice text that indicates that, you know, I don't know, what would you say, Zoe? That indicates, you know, that because you know, it was awesome meeting you, but, you know, because you have a girlfriend. But that would be like, I guess, if he's starting a dialogue. But right now,
don't do anything.
Yeah, I have advice.
Right now, there's nothing to do.
Yeah. I have advice. Text him and be like, I just talked about you on Anna Faris' podcast, and it's pretty glowing. I think your girlfriend might even be psyched about it. And then let it go, because I think his girlfriend would be psyched about it. I think his girlfriend would be like, yeah, my boyfriend, like,
Would she really, though? Would
I think she would.
He didn't do anything. I mean,
wouldn't that be anything?
Right. I don't know.
Like, things where he didn't mention that he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, that gets dicey, but, like, it's tough, man. It's really tough. It's like,
I mean, he is only 21.
He's 21. Right. He's in an airport. You're all traveling. Right, you're, like, buying drinks. I don't know. It's dicey. Dudes are bad. Like, this is pretty good at handling of the situation. So I'm saying the girlfriend probably would not be that pissed. That's what you should do. You should be honest with him and be like, I just talked about you on this podcast.
That would be rad. That would be like kind of a cool play.
I think that's the play.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sold on that play.
So play it real. Play where it lies.
I should send him the link to this episode.
Send him a link.
Yeah.
No, listen, I think like that you lose your footing there. You're talking about him too nicely on this. He should think that he doesn't have a shot with you anymore and just then deal with that.
That's true. Doesn't it suck that there is something to like a little bit of game playing as women?
Guys want girls to be dicks to them. Would you say?
This is pretty dickish. I mean, she's blowing up his spot. I mean,
oh, you think?
Yeah. I think this is a power play.
What do you mean? He doesn't know. The girlfriend wouldn't know who this is.
What's his name?
First and last. Where's he live?
What was his first
What's his Instagram handle?
Where was he flying from?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Are you guys in the same city?
Where I'm based?
Yeah.
For flight attending, that's where he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
For now. But he's going to medical school.
This is fascinating.
Oh, he's a doctor. All right. Well, now we're talking.
Now Zoe wants you to send pics. Now Zoe's like, send pics. Send pics.
Of his medical degree.
To her mom.
Or so he says.
I know. I was just 21.
Don't want to get into a catfish situation.
Wait, he's going to med school. He's
pre-med.
Pre-med. He's pre-med, right? So he's still undergrad in college?
These guys are so young. Fuck it.
He just graduated.
Oh, he just graduated.
A couple days
ago. Yeah, when you're that young, it's tough when you're that young. I mean, both Adam and I were in committed relationships at that age. That's a tough age.
I was on and off, I think, at that time.
I mean, I was in an open relationship.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not actually the people to talk to.
Don't talk to us about that time. But I will say that does reflect that time period should be that a little bit.
It should be kind of more of like
ambiguously like
more of like able to go and have fun with people.
I think it's definitely a time to have fun, but it's easy to say have fun when there's your emotional
emotions
stake
involved,
is so high at that age.
For sure. You met him in an airport.
I wouldn't do anything if he texts you, or maybe just say it was really nice meeting you, totally understand.
Yeah.
There we go.
And then if he starts texting you back more like flirty drunk stuff or anything like that, then that's when you kind of that's when you gently say like you seem like a great person or whatever, but I'm not comfortable texting exchange, having an exchange with somebody who has a girlfriend, and then who knows, like,
or like save your minutes and just don't write anything back.
That is the power play.
Yeah, or like catfish them and drop them off in a shed.
Hey Peyton, will you keep
I like
us?
That idea.
Will you keep mm-hmm. us posted? Because I do love the idea of being. You know, I love the idea of love, and I know you've got to be. I know you're thinking about this dude. And I know that's why you're calling, is because you're crushing hard.
I will definitely let you know if anything happens, but I'm going to just do what you guys said and, and not do anything.
You know, this relationship between them may not last long. If, you know, he's 21, he just graduated. Yeah. He's in a time
of
transition.
It's probably not going to last.
No.
I would be surprised if there wasn't, like, in 4 months from now.
Oh, she'll get a text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's probably already written it.
Yeah. He's probably written it.
Peyton, thank you so much.
Thanks, Peyton.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
I love you.
Love you, too. Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Sim.
I knew that was happening.
Peyton, all right. Yeah. Fuck you, Sim. All right.
Bye, Peyton.
That
Bye.
Felt great. Thank you. Bye.
They have no idea what that means.
No, I'm starting to get it.
Your desktop is my living nightmare.
By the airport man.
I'm intrigued. I was just going to ask her more. I would like to talk to her more about being a flight attendant and meeting men, because I'm so intrigued about the idea of, like, I'm always, I just feel like airports, it's like you meet people there.
Oh, completely.
You know what I mean?
I have had some fucked up experiences at airports.
Of course. The social.
You have?
Oh, totally.
Like a Mile High situation?
No. But just like
falling for someone like that.
No, just crazy stranger encounters.
Yeah, always.
Like,
airports are like not.
But that are like lustful or romantic?
No, but just like adventure. We're here at the bar.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Right. Yeah, of course.
But nothing romantic, at least from my end of things. But I think it is an odd place where I find myself sometimes a lot more open,
mm-hmm.
and the pot, like, sort of for some reason small talk
means more,
or I was gonna say it doesn't kind of happen if you're talking to somebody at an airport. Usually you're talking about
it.
Something that's like happening.
Yeah,
you know?
that's what I mean. Like
you don't talk about the weather.
No, it's usually like right away. Like how many? Like they're into like your kids. They're into your life.
Where
they're
are you
into,
going?
Like, where are you going? Yeah. What you're doing? It's just like it's deep right away because there is the sense. I think that's the same.
And also the time limit. Yeah, there's a sense of like we've got to get if we're interested in having a conversation, we have to get to it.
Yeah. Also, I think that's the same reason people eat like shit in airports and drink really a lot in airports is because there's this impending sense of like death. It's like we're all. Everybody there knows they might die, so they're like, well, my flight's delayed.
Are you scared of flying?
No, I'm not. I said that so loud that I might be, but I'm not scared of flying, but I do think that it would feel not honest to say that it's not in the back of everybody's mind when they get on a plane, that they're going to die. And I think that if that you know that every time you have to fly. So it influences your behavior from the moment the day starts till you like land in the city.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've ever like talked to a stranger on an airplane or in an airport.
Really?
No.
When they try to talk to you, do you shut down?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, really? Shut it down quick.
Yeah.
And I've never had like any of these experiences. I'm really interested in all of your experiences.
I try to shut down. I do that all the time where I walk through with my headphones on, sunglasses on, and if anyone tries to talk to me, I'm just like,
no, yeah.
Can't. But I feel like I get either like roped in or I'm involved in something. Just last weekend, I was flying back from Vegas to record the album. The woman next to me is like really sweating, like really, really sweating. And she's like, I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on with me. I'm like, okay, it's okay. And she goes, give me a bag. And I was like, what? She's like, give me a bag. And I asked for a bag. She grabs this garbage bag. She starts puking next to me, like in the seat.
Wow.
And then Adam was like, this is my soulmate.
I'm like, and I was like, oh my God. And then she stopped puking and she started talking to me about, she's like, I don't know. I think I could be pregnant. And I was like, I don't want this. I didn't come here for this. I'm trying to get from one place to another.
Yeah.
You know, and now she's like, do you think if I drank last night, it's a problem? I'm pregnant. want this. I don't want any of this. You know, and now it's in my life because of an airport.
Vegas interaction. That's like, yeah, you have like two, you've got like double down airport and Vegas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And now they're DMing on Instagram.
Yeah. She sent pics.
Okay. All right. We have one more call. And Kyle is waiting for us right now. Kyle, female Kyle. She's in Brooklyn and she's 23.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Where, Brooklyn?
I like, Adam, I really like your male perspective. It's really good.
Oh, thank
because it's
you.
So like, I mean, like you think like it's yeah. dude-like.
Hello?
Where no. I
Kyle?
Was like.
Sorry.
House. Hi. Hi, Kyle.
That's Anna.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. So Anna's going to introduce our guests to you right now. Both of our guests.
Awesome. Kyle, we've got Zoe Lister-Jones and Adam Pally here.
Are you a fan?
Hi. Hi, I'm so excited. This is awesome.
Are you excited because you're a fan?
Yes.
Oh, dope. Okay.
Cool.
Thank God.
We were all holding our breath there.
So, she loves you on New Girl.
I'm looking forward to Band-Aid.
Oh, yeah. We love you.
I love you guys. I love Band-Aid. So I'm really excited.
When is it? June 9th?
June 2nd. It comes out in New York and LA, and then it'll expand every weekend after that. But we're excited for you to see it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Where in Brooklyn are you?
Can I guess by your job?
I live in Bushwick. Guess away. It's a weird one.
No, yeah. I wish
it was the opposite.
It would have been the opposite. If you told me your job and it was weird, I would have said Bushwick.
That kind of also makes sense. It's not so weird in the way that it's not a normal desk job, but nobody really understands it. I recruit experts that consult with investment firms. That's
In Bushwick?
No. No, that would be extremely weird. No, yeah. Well, I work in Midtown, Manhattan.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yep. Bum town.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
You just bummed me out.
So, Kyle, tell us about this friends with benefits situation you have going on.
All right. So it's not an entirely unfamiliar story. Best friend of a few years. We were friends with benefits, still extremely close. And we were friends in college. I fell completely in love with him not long after we became really close friends. And then, of course, the whole friends with benefits thing. Graduated college. Now I live in New York. He lives in Ohio. I'm happy to say we're still really close, but in a couple of weeks, so this is kind of where you've heard it all before. I am not really sure if I want to keep him in my life forever as a best friend, or if I want to say something to him and, you know, have a shot at a relationship or, you know, something more. Of course, him being in Ohio, making it a hard decision to make. But the reason that this is kind of a pressing issue, in a couple of weeks, a big group of us, of course, this guy included and myself, are going up to the Adirondacks for a long weekend. So that I feel like would be, you know, the time and the place to do something if I'm going to do anything. So
like, do what?
That's not the type. No, I would say don't do it. Don't do that.
Wait, do what? Like, yeah. Like tell him that you want to take this a step further.
I guess so. I haven't really thought out the...
Adam's having a panic attack.
I'm having a panic attack.
I know exactly
horrible.
What you're feeling right
oh
now.
Oh, my God. Don't do that. Yeah. Please don't do that.
I don't want to, you know, get
Why?
That
Why? Are
on
you the dude
knee,
right
but...
now?
No, I'm just saying it's not good for anyone. There's a lot of... Don't involve other people.
Right. There are other people there, and you're stuck
and
in
you're
one
stuck.
Place that you
it's
can't
like,
get out of.
Don't. It seems romantic, like it's going to go well, and you guys are going to, like, wake up in the same sleeping bag in the Adirondacks. It's going to go wrong. You're going to be, like, you're going to be, like, on a bus full of smokers. Traveling back to Bushwick. Like, don't I'm telling you, don't do that.
Yeah, and also, like, what's okay. the reality of the situation is then you would be in a long-term relationship, I mean a long-distance relationship.
Yeah,
and that sucks.
That's,
well, and is yeah, he definitely. Dating anybody? I mean, I know you didn't mention that, but is he dating people? Are, you know, what's his,
is he, I'm sorry, I couldn't
is,
hear you.
Is he is your friend dating anybody else, or does he date? Do you know much about, like,
he's had a couple of girlfriends in the time that I've known him, but really short term, not serious.
And is there is this, because it sounds to me like you like him more than he likes you, but Am I right about that?
Wow, that's. Or, I mean, yeah. I mean, I was gonna ask hard questions. That was certainly answering them.
I'm sorry.
No, that was good. Cut right to it.
Well, I mean, because friends with benefits. I could be wrong.
No, because I was gonna go back to just the core thing of like, why were you in Friends with Benefits? What is that? The fuck is that?
The thing is, I'm not really sure how he feels about me, and he does a lot of things that kind of are flags, but not red flags, bad flags. They're like, oh, maybe. He sees this in me too.
Are you still fucking?
Yeah, we talk.
No, fucking.
Recently.
No, are you still fucking?
Oh. No, well, it'd be tricky from, you know, Ohio.
Yeah, but like when you see, when was the last time you fucked?
God. We've, you know, seen each other a couple of weekends since we moved apart. But yeah, on and off, it's not like that every time we see each other, we're sleeping in the same bed, but.
I say move on from this, tool.
But wait a minute.
This guy sucks. He lives in Ohio. Get out of it. You're in fucking Bushwick. Get out of it. This guy sucks.
This is so interesting, though. Like, in terms of, like, at least these two callers, this just, like, speaks to exactly what we've been talking about on this podcast.
Totally.
It's just, like, that women are so... easily drawn to the idea of a future with a dude that is generally dicking them around and making
life difficult,
confused, and feel insecure and hurt and vulnerable. And like, I wish that I could always tell my younger self to just like move on from those dudes.
And this is now you have three famous people. telling you, move on from this fucking chump.
Because you know what?
He lives in Ohio. There is no future there.
Yeah, I think Kyle, with this one, I think go to the reunion thing, play it. You don't have to be cool towards him, but play it cool. And who knows? You know, he could confess to you. I don't know if Adam and Zoe would necessarily... agree with this, but you know, he could confess to you that he's crushed on you, but he hasn't been able to tell you, and you live far away, or you know, there
and if he does that, be like, text me when you get to New York.
Yeah,
really? You think?
Yeah.
No,
you don't wanna, yeah. She's got a career, a good job.
Yeah,
she's living in fucking Bushwick.
Yeah,
what's she gonna do? Move to Ohio, make babies with this fucking slob? What's the reality here? I mean, like, to me, that is a weak move. If he confesses his love to you at that reunion, if you're feeling it and you're like having a few drinks, you want to fuck, fine. But like, do not let him dictate a relationship with you from any grounds. Yeah. Be like, fuck you. We could fucking have fun, and then we could do that every night when you come to fucking New York. But until then, I gotta go to Bushwick and like eat at fucking Sweet Chick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I also feel like you'll probably feel better about yourself if he does say, like, oh, let's hook up when you're in the Adirondacks. If you say no, I think you're going to feel like you're flying.
Yeah. That'll be great.
Even though that's, like, the hardest thing to do when you have feelings for a person is to say no because it's so tempting. But I do think that's probably the move.
And he will be confused.
Oh, yeah. Fuck his...
He'll move to Bushwick.
Dumb hillbilly mind up.
Yeah, totally. That's the long... Zoe's got the long play in mind. Yeah. I like it.
He'll end up in... Chicago, because he'll be like, I just had to get to a place with buildings. She fucked me. I'm so bad.
Kyle, do you think you could resist his prowess?
Yeah, I wasn't gonna go down on one knee and tell him I want to spend forever with him, but I feel like I want like some kind of notice from him if I should or shouldn't ever consider it again.
I think that
he
needs to make the move on that.
Totally, actually, he might. But like, there are things that he's done that he doesn't do for any other girls, and like no other guy has ever done for me. And it's
well, then you know what? Then maybe at this reunion he will tell you, like, and then you can kind of go from there. But what I don't want is for you to expose yourself for him to say to you, you know what, Kyle, we're just friends. I thought like I made that clear. You know, but I like having a good time with you, but. But, you know, I don't want anything more. And then you're going to be miserable at your family at the reunion.
Yeah. Also, Kyle, you sound rad. Like,
Send pics.
No, you sound rad. And this is coming from someone who's, like, a lot older than you. Just because one person treated you one way one time or several times doesn't mean that other people won't treat you that way again. So,
or better.
So like, or fuck, be more fuck this dude and whatever he did for you. Who cares? So what? He picked you up in his Civic. Who cares?
Yeah.
There is that thing of like, that I've done too, but that I think women do so much of the time. God, where it's like, oh my God, he did this for me. And then when you look back at it, once you've moved on from this dude and look at his actions, like with more clarity, he did nothing. I'm certain that he's,
he did it for himself.
Not to take away from like your relationship with this person, but I just think we've all been there that like, that it's easy to project what you want onto his actions when they might not actually be.
And there could also be another component here too, Kyle, which is he represents home in a way, and safety. And you are, you know, you're in like the one of the greatest cities in the world, and there's, you know, but it's not home. And so he could maybe on some level represent stability or something, or homesickness or whatever you're feeling, whatever attachment you may have towards home. If it always comforts me to look at things from a distance like that.
Well, if you're feeling that way, Kyle, you can come over to my apartment anytime. How long have you been in New York?
Almost a year.
Oh, not you're not just getting settled. Oh, you're just getting settled. In another year?
You're going to have so many awesome adventures.
Yeah, you're going to have so much fucking fun.
I feel like, free up some emotional brain space and like put it elsewhere.
You know, it's so easy for us to talk about this stuff. And I know that like in reality, it's so hard to actually enact. But I do think that I just worry about, you know, your heart, like protect it, protect yourself. Let him make the move. Let him tell you if, you know, that he wants you or whatever. And then you can assess from there. But I think don't go into it with a plan of confessing anything to him, you know?
Kyle, this is a lot of information that we're giving you. And I know that when we talked, you weren't expecting this advice. How are you feeling about all this right now?
I didn't really know what to expect. I kind of think I'm going to stick to what you guys are saying, just because he is such an important person in my life that if I were to do anything that jeopardize that would, you know, break my heart forever. And I'm leaning to listen on this because Steve is actually the spitting image of Chris Pratt. So I think you,
you've got a good day.
I'm going to guess he's not. I'm going to say he's not.
Adam's got a beef against.
Yeah, I do got a beef with this guy.
I like that because you're protective of Kyle.
Yeah, because I know this guy.
Yeah.
I know this guy. Anybody, first of all,
were you in a Friends with Benefits situation ever?
Yeah. I mean, like,
where you were kind of dicking a girl around?
Of course.
And so what?
And with any of those girls, they're clear, you never wanted to be necessarily in a relationship.
Absolutely
with them, right?
Not. No. And a lot of them were long distance.
But did you ever, do you think that they ever had the impression that you kind of did maybe want to?
Of course, 100%.
So you are this guy.
Every guy is this guy.
He's absolutely right.
Even if they don't know it and they don't think they are, every guy is this guy. And
what is the end game from the guy who just wants to fuck?
Fucking. Okay. Fucking. That's the end game.
Yeah,
all
but
time.
But I will say this to Kyle. Like, not to take away from, like, you might have a deep friendship. Like, you have deep friendships with women, Adam.
Yes, of course. I'm not like fucking Mike Pence or
And do you have deep friendships with women who you're attracted to?
Of course. A lot. Couple of my deepest friendships are with women I am deeply attracted to. But that's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying that those relationships have been cultivated in a way that this is not. This is a relationship that is like built around a sort of are we, aren't we vibe that has already been set. The relationships in my life where I am really like really close with women I'm attracted to were like always developed under those circumstances. There was never an ulterior motive thing because it was like, it's just not, that's not the relationship. Here, it started out that way.
That's a fair point. It is hard to go backwards.
It's impossible to go backwards. Once you like cross over, that's what it is. And like, this guy doesn't look like Chris Pratt, no matter what you say. I know the Pratts.
He does.
You can send me a million pictures. You send me a million pictures. He doesn't look like.
I will.
Okay.
I'll prove it.
He looks like Chris Pratt.
We were friends first.
Okay. All right.
We were friends for like a year before anything happened.
Well, listen. I'm not. I don't think any of us are saying like ditch this friendship. Well, maybe Adam is.
I am.
But I don't think it's that. It's not that at all. I just want you to make sure that you are really protecting yourself in this situation because you are coming into this as the more vulnerable person, I think. And I don't want your time ruined. I don't want your heart broken.
And I don't know that the friendship recovers. Like if I've in my friendships with like guys where there's been like a deep attraction, that friendship is to me, it's like it has to be semi-short lived because otherwise, what are you? I mean, at a certain stage in your life, what are you going to do with that kind of friendship? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not at that stage in your life yet, but if he's not giving you what you need, then I would say move on.
I'm also saying like, oh God, I'm being the bad guy. I'm sorry. Take a look at what's going on. Like, what does he do in Ohio?
Adam hates Ohio.
He's a field engineer.
What? What is
he's
that?
We don't know what that means.
All day doing engineering things, okay, sending me Snapchats of turkeys.
Snapchats of turkeys. All right. So you're projecting in your head a life with this man. You're willing to say to him, I love you so much. This is my life. If that is what you want, then find it with this guy or anybody. But it seems to me like you're on your own path making a strong life for yourself. Let this guy be a Facebook friend. Like, what the fuck do you need this guy for? No matter what he did for you. And if he really looks like Chris Pratt, whatever he did for you was so he could fuck you.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Well, Adam is right that there's a reason why we didn't ask for those details because they're a little bit moot because unless he's asking you, will you be my girlfriend? I want to be with you. Then it doesn't really matter if he sends flowers on your birthday or if he, you know, holds you when your grandma dies.
Yeah,
or
it's like, it's all bullshit.
You know what I mean? It like that stuff is important. It's good. It's a great quality in a friend.
Because he's not
asking the actual question of like, I want to be committed with you. Then the rest of the stuff is sort of pointless, right?
Yeah, and this fucking goober is playing you with that shit, honestly, because you are now left to take up that time and space when your grandma dies to be held, which could have been by somebody else. He can run in and out of your life and hold you when it's good for him, if it aligns. So then you can say, he's such a good guy. But there's someone out there that loves you for real and is willing to move from Ohio to New York for you and is willing to not be a fucking whatever in the fields taking Snapchats of turkeys because you are who you are. So I would say fucking, I'm sorry. This guy doesn't deserve to be your friend, even if you were brought up in the same fucking town. If you, like, let him go. Yeah. Go down to fucking Pies and Thighs. Get yourself a big bucket of chicken. Have a party there. Enjoy Bushwick. Go out. I don't understand. Yeah. What are we even talking about here?
Love. Dude, love.
Love is... Ugh.
But hey, Kyle, will you keep us posted? And also, I am really excited for you to have amazing adventures in New York with all kinds of incredible people. And don't forget, like, he may represent like a little bit of safety and whatnot. But I think just be careful of exposing like, you know, too much vulnerability with him.
Kyle, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate it. This is sensitive. I'm going to prove to you that he looks like Chris Pratt, too.
Okay, let us know what happens at the weekend, you know? It sounds like it's going to be a blast, no matter what happens.
It's all good.
Yeah, and who knows? He could be like, I want to marry you.
Hey, Kyle, will you text me a picture right now of this guy so I can show
cool.
Adam? Thanks.
I'm telling you, it's not going to go the way she wants it to go.
Bye, Kyle.
Thank you so much, you guys. I love you all.
Love you too.
Good luck.
I love it that you guys joined in the love.
Anytime someone's like, you look like this or this looks like this,
right.
it's never, ever.
But don't you think that like, well, maybe this is just being a woman, but I feel like there have been times where like, I'll be like, oh my God, like he looks like Brad Pitt. And then like when you're out of that like rose colored glasses phase of infatuation, you're like, oh no, he just had pockmarks.
He doesn't look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel you. That's what I'm saying. Like that's bomb. You know how many guys from Ohio, their girlfriend's like, he looks like Chris Pratt. Like, yeah, that's why Chris Pratt is Chris Pratt. You know, that's why everyone thinks they went to camp with me. That's the same shit. It's the same shit. And that's why they didn't go to camp with me. And that's why I'm where I am. And they're over there being like, I thought you were the fat Jew I went to camp with. You're not? No. Okay. That's another Jew. It's like, I never the same. And the, whatever picture she sends you is going
to
be just that.
I can't wait to get this pic.
He's going
to
look like a drum. You know what this guy's going to look like? A young drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hey, you guys, congratulations on your movie, and thank you so much.
This was so fun.
And your TV shows, yes. are awesome. Making History is one of my favorite shows of the year. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Julius Sharp.
Oh, yeah, he's the best.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
And Life in Pieces as well. It's on CBS, right? You guys are
It's on CBS.
Same,
yeah? We share a network. Yeah.
Awesome.
This was so fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys a million times over. You guys gave amazing advice, and it's just a joy.
It's advice that I would never myself take.
I know.
Yeah. No, I would actually be mad that someone gave it to me and then do the opposite.
It truly is so easy to give.
It's so easy to give.
Like, but that chick's moving to Ohio.
Close off your heart.
That chick is moving to Ohio.
She's getting married in the Adirondacks next weekend.
And it's going to be to that guy's best friend.
A turkey farmer.
Yeah, and she's going to call us and be like, he looks like Jeff Goldblum. I'm telling you.
Hey, thank you guys.
Bye. Thank you, sir.